Friends, before the pandemic, you may remember, if you can remember back that far, you'll recall that we ran two services every Sunday, 9 a.m. over at St. Paul's in Yarra Glen and 10:30 here at St. John's in Hillsville. Sadly, however, for some years now, St. Paul's has been in decline and its future has looked a bit uncertain. Since relaunching our physical services, we have held a 9:30 a.m. combined service here each week at St. John's, but have yet to resume Sunday services at St. Paul's. So a couple of weeks ago at Parish Council, we addressed these realities. Most of our time together was dedicated to discussing when and how often our church was going to meet, what shape our Sunday morning services ought to take now that the end of the pandemic is in sight, or at least we hope it is. We brainstormed as a parish council and considered various options. We considered the concerns of the Yarra Glen members. We considered the church survey that was completed last year. And in the end, the parish council came to the unanimous decision that in this season of recovery, with a church our size, we would be better served and would be using our resources more wisely by continuing more combined services and therefore running less services over at St. Paul's. And so the parish council agreed to the Sunday service model you see in the newsletter today, and to do that on a trial basis. We will continue to meet here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. at St. John's, but on the first Sunday of each month, we will also run an 11 a.m. Holy Communion service at St. Paul's. And this monthly St. Paul's service will be followed by a church lunch. To make this work, on the first Sunday of the month, the 9:30 service here at St. John's won't celebrate Holy Communion. It will be a shorter morning prayer service with more of a kids and youth focus, while the 11 a.m. service at St. Paul's will be a traditional Lord's Supper service. Now, at this point, I'd like to make just a few pastoral observations. Firstly, the parish council knows this change won't suit everyone. Some won't be happy with a 9:30 a.m. service time at St. John's. Others won't be happy with reduced services at St. Paul's or with the late starting time. However, we tried our best to cater for the majority. In the church survey that I put out last year, the preferred service time was 9:30 a.m. and so that's where we landed for our main service. Now, secondly, I'd also like to acknowledge the sacrifice of the Yarra Glen folk now travelling further for church. And in honour of their faithfulness, I'd like to encourage our Hillsville members on the first Sunday of the month to consider going over to Yarra Glen for their 11 a.m. service, and perhaps to stay afterwards for the church lunch also. I think and I truly hope that this St. Paul's service and church lunch can become a monthly highlight for our church. And thirdly, and most importantly, this does not mean we are giving up or on St. Paul's or Yarra Glen. I, the parish council, our church, and of course the Lord, remains committed to building God's kingdom and God's church in Yarra Glen. In 10 years' time, Lord willing, even shorter than that, I'd love us to return to weekly services at St. Paul's. I want there to be a vibrant, fruitful, growing Anglican congregation in Yarra Glen. So one of the steps we're taking to rebuild St. Paul's is to run Alpha there every week, starting in a couple of weeks' time. So if you're interested in participating in Alpha, or even if you're just interested in supporting the mission over at St. Paul's and Yarra Glen, maybe you could consider signing up for the Alpha course. Fourthly, one benefit of this new service, these new service times, is that I personally will have much more time on Sunday mornings to spend with you, the church members, and more time to spend with visitors. There will be less running around between services. There will be less police fines because I'm speeding from Yarra Glen to Hillsville, which I think is a good thing. And I no longer have to worry about live streaming. So hopefully I will be much less stressed on Sunday mornings, which I think will be better for everyone. Having a 9:30 a.m. service will also make it much easier for us to enjoy morning tea together. Rather than disappearing from church straight afterwards and going home for lunch, we'll have a chance to spend time together for coffee and cake. And personally, I love coffee and cake. Do we actually serve cake at morning tea? Oh, well, that's enough. Sometimes. We have some wonderful bakers in this church, and I reckon we'd probably have more people coming if we served more cake. So, look, I'm not putting any pressure, but, you know, cake's a good thing. And, you know, coffee we always have, so that's worth considering. So to conclude and to make sure there's no confusion, I don't want there to be any confusion here. Every Sunday at 9:30 a.m., there will be a service here at St. John's in Hillsville. Every Sunday, 9:30, here at St. John's, followed by morning tea. But on the first Sunday of the month, like next Sunday, the first Sunday in February, we will also run an 11 a.m. Holy Communion service at St. Paul's, and this will be followed by a church lunch. The regular St. John's members are welcome to attend St. Paul's instead for that once a month service. If you do plan to hang around for lunch, it will be in the cottage out the back of St. Paul's. And for now, under COVID restrictions, it will be a BYO lunch. So if you're coming for lunch, please bring some lunch or it'll be a bit disappointing for you. Like I said, friends, this will be a trial, and if you have any questions, confusions, or suggestions, I'm very happy to talk further about this trial. Or, of course, you could talk to a parish council member as well. Well, friends, thank you for indulging me as I gave that update. I think it'll be appropriate for me to pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the ways that you have worked through St. John's and St. Paul's over many years. We give you thanks for those who have come to faith in Jesus and those who have grown in their faith and love of Jesus through the ministries and mission of this church. And Father, we ask that you will continue to bless it. Continue to bless the services and the gatherings that we do enjoy. Even though we're reducing the number of services, may we not reduce the work that you want to do among us. And may we not hold back the ministry and mission that you want to fulfill through us. We ask that you will be growing our church and that you'll be guiding us to reach the community around us so that they too can know this glorious relationship with your Son that we enjoy. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.